Blog Talk Radio.
About the history of the Bible, 102. We're talking about the history of the Bible, 102. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, amen, verse 9, which reads as following. If when evil comes upon us, as the sword, judgment, pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. We magnify you, glorify your mighty name, Father. We just ask that you would continue to give us knowledge and wisdom of your word. Oh, Father, we just ask that you give us the deep history of your word, that we may be able to understand why things was what it was then and why they are the way they is today. Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Again, we are dibbling in the history of the Bible, amen. You know that most of it, of course, going to have to do with Israel. Amen. And what they went through, amen, as a nation. Amen. We know here that Israel asked a question pertaining to the word of God. Amen, which was preached through Jeremiah, Isaiah, amen, Ezekiel, amen, all the prophets of old. And we know that these prophets prophesied the doom, amen, of Israel, amen. So Israel asked the question, amen, will he hear? Amen, amen, amen. When term. Amen. You know, most of the time when Israel, was calling themselves blessed and themselves honorable of God, they were sinning, amen, most of the time. And if you look at this history of Israel, amen, God had prophesied, amen, the sword upon their life, which is the word of God, amen. Amen. And they became, amen, so fearful, amen, that they continued to do what they was doing, amen. Now, why did God prophesy these things upon Israel? Well, we can easily find this out, amen. I'm gonna take you to Deuteronomy. Amen. Amen. Now, Deuteronomy is a prominent book, amen, that if you want to know something about Israel, you can read about Israel. Amen. This word Deuteronomy, amen, it means second law. This is the second law pertaining to Israel. The reason why they call it the second law is because in Jewish culture and history, amen, it takes two or three witnesses to convict somebody. Amen. Okay, so here's the thing. It's in Deuteronomy, I'm going to take you to chapter 32. Amen. This is one of the things that God said pertaining to Israel, amen, amen, as he was trying to lead them to the promised land, which was Canaan, and he was trying, this Deuteronomy was written, would have been written right before they would have reached Canaan, amen. So we know that they had this law, amen. And they had all of these elements with it. So so we in chapter Deuteronomy chapter 32, starting at verse 16, which says this. It says, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked them him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Amen. So this is why God brought forth the sword upon Israel, mainly is because of they was worshiping these new gods, amen. And these new gods was taking them from him, amen. And if anybody reads the word of God, we would know, you would know, amen, that this is a relationship between God and Israel. And because they was not faithful in the relationship, amen, they caused a lot of trouble in their relationship. It's the same with any relationship, amen. In any relationship, you do the wrong things, you're going to cause a bunch of trouble in that relationship. And, of course, you're going to get estranged, amen. And once you get estranged, amen, amen, you have no benefits in that relationship until that relationship reconciles one to another. Amen, amen. So, amen, we know, amen, how God feels about Israel. Amen. Now, Israel was judged. Amen. I mean, was judged by the word of God, and God said judgment. Amen. Let's go to the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, starting at verse 31. It's saying, and if I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies, and will I reward them that hate me. I will make my sorrow drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captive from the beginning of revenge upon the enemies. Amen. Amen. But this one thing you have to understand, amen, that God's judgment, amen, was a sword. Amen. But the God's judgment came in four different from four different countries. Amen. We know that it came from Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And these are the beasts that's in Revelation. And so when you see these beasts, you know that it is Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, all in which was judgments unto Israel. Amen. God put them in these judgments because of their disobedience. Amen. Now you have to understand something, as we learned last week, that Israel was in bondage for every bit of 500 years, amen. And a lot of their beliefs, amen, even though they may have kept some of their own, amen, comes from these different countries. Amen. A lot of their beliefs in these gods come from these different countries. So where do we get some of the customs we do today? It is interesting to find this out, because Christianity's baseline is Judaism. Amen. We get some of our heritage from Judaism as Christians. Amen. So we have to ask the question, where do some of this stuff come from? Because God said he was going to scatter Israel. He was going to scatter Israel amongst the nations. Amen. And because he scattered them amongst the nations, amen, they was everywhere getting customs and gods from other, amen, nations and other people, amen. And they was mingling with these people, having babies with these people, marrying with these people, doing all sorts of things with these people, amen. Hallelujah. So they gained some unnecessary tradition, amen, from, amen, these alliances in which they had created through disobedience of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. But, of course, you know, when you are put in bondage like that, if another country comes to another country, they have to conquer that country, and that brings forth war. So war is going to bring forth pestilence. War is going to bring forth famine. Pestilence is diseases, and famine is a shortness of food, amen, or no food whatsoever, amen. So we know once the countries go to war, that stuff is going to take place, especially in the country in which the war is performed. Amen. So we know that Israel was in trouble, amen. That's the reason why they asked the question in Second Chronicles, amen, chapter 20, amen. But it's one particular verse, amen, that I am curious with, amen, amen. And that particular verse is Jeremiah chapter 10. Now, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Hear ye the Lord, which hear ye the word which the Lord spoke unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen." Let me read that again for you. Okay, it says, "Learn not the way of the heathen." Let me read that one more time. It says, "Learn not the way of the heathen." That's what God told Israel. Because Israel went over there and they learned the way of the heathen, amen. It's a simple fact that they did, amen. Traditions are learned, amen. Words are learned. Cultures are learned, amen. Are adopted, amen, which is through learning. Amen, 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 hallelujah. So they learned the way of the heathen, of the Gentile. That word Gentile was there, and that was formed as a heathen, amen. A heathen is not somebody that don't believe in God at all. No, a heathen believes in another God, amen. It's not the fact that he don't have a God, but he have a God that's different from you or I. That's why you would call him a heathen. Amen. Hallelujah. So God told them not to learn from these people and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Amen. Of course, you know the heathen was worshiping, amen, the stars and the moon and the suns and all these things. Of course, you know this is where Israel got this from, amen. And we're doing the same thing today, the same thing that the ancients done. We're still doing them today, amen. Learned behavior that's passed down from our forefathers to our fathers, amen. We're doing these things today, amen. Amen. It also said, verse 3, it says, "For the customs," amen, "the tradition of the people are vain. For one cutting a tree in the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speaking not, they must need for be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good." Amen. Amen. So here we're talking about an idol in which the people are worshiping. Oh, amen. And we have that same idol today. We call it a Christmas tree. Amen. A Christmas tree. Of course, you know that Christmas is not in the Bible, because the word Christmas was made up from the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. and that word Christmas comes from two different words, meaning it's a compound word, and it comes from Christ Mass, or Misa, or Massa, amen. So the word Mass means to denial, the denial, or dismissal, I'm sorry. It means dismissal, okay? So, and the word Christ means anointed one, a Messiah in the Old Testament. So you have the anointing dismissed. Amen. The dismissal of the anointed, which is of the Messiah of God. We know him as Jesus. Amen. Meaning that you dismissing him. Can I get a witness here? But a lot of people just do anything that they have heard, anything that they have seen. Amen. That's how you worship an idol. You worship an idol because you worship him because of what you have seen. Amen. Can I get a witness here? People are so confused today. They so are misled today in the Bible. They don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what they understand, amen, amen, because the preachers are not preaching what they're supposed to be, because the preachers are not teaching what they're supposed to be teaching. The church is confused, full of idolatry and full of sin, amen, because we know not what we do, but yet we still gonna have a penalty, because the scripture says judgment is gonna start at the house of God first. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, I say, can I get a witness here? Now, before I go, I just want you to understand something, amen. Amen. All of these nations worship these sun and tree god. When tree god is a moon god, the sun god and the tree god, they had to have them both. Amen. Baal was a sun god. Astaroth was a moon god or a tree god. Amen. Why? Because it go all the way back to Nimrod. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Nimrod died. Amen. When Semiramis, who was his mother or wife. Amen. Amen. Started the Babylonian religion. Amen. Their Nimrod grave was a tree. Amen. And they said that tree resurrected in the farm of Tammuz, who you can find in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. Amen. And the Israel worshiped Tammuz in God's temple. In God's temple. Don't you see how mixed up this is? Don't you see how bad this is? Don't you see how horrible this looks for one to worship another god in the same temple that you call on the true God? Amen. This is why God sent forth his sword upon Israel. Amen. And they was judged, and they was judged harshly through slavery, amen. Can I get a witness here? They was judged so harshly through slavery, most of them haven't came back, amen. Even though that they have been a nation for years, some of them have not came back from their bondage. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. I just thank God, amen, that I'm learning his truth. I just thank God for what God gives me every day and every hour, amen, that maybe somebody may out there may hear a word from on high, amen, and ask God, what must I do, amen, hallelujah, to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And it's not walk down no aisle. You can't be saved by walking down the aisle. The method in which you and I are saved is belief. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Church, I am talking about the history of the Bible. Amen. 101.